We are joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce for this week's Short and Sweet Business Meet. Did you go to Jersey Mike's today?
I did. I had a number 7 at the Elliott Road location.
What is the number 7?
The number 7, it's kind of boring. It's just turkey and cheese.
Okay.
Actually walked from University Place to the Elliott Road location. I think this is just one of many examples of businesses and how they contribute to our community. It's really exciting what they're doing. Also, I think exciting to see that it's going to help a young person be more able to be more self-sufficient. And so this is and using technology to do that. It looks like according to the GoFundMe page that they're at $19,000. So I'll be really excited of the $50,000 that they need to raise. So I'll be really excited to see what Jersey Mike's with 25% of sales at Martin Luther King and Elliott Road location. Where that puts the effort, and hopefully over the halfway mark. So everyone, I hope if you don't have dinner plans, please stop by Jersey Mike's for a number 7 or the sub of your choice. Or
whatever number you want.
Whatever
basically.
Number yeah. you want. Yeah.
How busy was it when you were there? I heard from Ron that that at one point during the day, at least, there was a line out the door.
Well, because I wanted to avoid that line out the door, I got there rather early.
Okay.
So kind of had brunch, quote unquote.
7:15 a.m. Give me a sub sandwich.
had a delicious number 7 Mike's Way with pickles and banana peppers, and really glad to support the effort. Really appreciate Charlie and everyone at Jersey Mike's membership in the chamber and everything that they do to strengthen our community.
That's not the only food related thing going on in Chapel Hill today. Pop up farmers market started today.
Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt officially opened the downtown pop-up market with a ringing of a bell. There was a great turnout. Downtown business owners, elected officials, employees, and residents all came to shop. And the other exciting thing is it's kind of spurring other businesses to get involved. So both Old Chicago and Lime, I just had a burrito from Lime last night, are doing special promotions for folks that shop at the market and then come to their restaurants. So it's every Thursday, noon until September 10th. The selection's amazing. You can get peaches, berries, melons, heirloom tomatoes, my favorite, okra, peppers, squash, eggplant, greens, garlic, and fresh herbs. There'll also be sustainably raised pork, chicken and beef, and eggs, along with fresh cut flowers, baked goods, breads, cheeses, chocolate, tea, and coffee, all produced within 60 minutes of Chapel Hill.
But what's at the booth next to that one?
Excuse me?
That is so much.
I know. You can have a feast, it's completely apparent and obvious to listeners that I don't cook. I think it's incredible that all that food is
right?
downtown
yeah.
and you can walk and get sustainable agriculture. It don't come to me to ask for a recipe. I can cut a tomato and have it with some mozzarella cheese.
That's a pretty good recipe.
So come downtown, check out the pop-up farmers market every Thursday noon until 2 until September 10th. A great opportunity. And check out if many listeners might be familiar with parkonthehill.com, but another shortcut is you just take park in the 140 West deck. And and all you have to do is pop right up on the elevator or the stairs, and you'll be right there, for the downtown farmers market.
Pop up on the elevator for the pop-up farmers
market.
All right. We're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, and both of those things going on today. Pop-up farmers market was earlier today, but again, it's coming back next Thursday. Jersey Mike's fundraiser ongoing right now throughout the day today, and you can get more information on that on chapelboro.com. The real meat of what I wanted to talk to you about today, though, segueing from the food-related stuff, I don't even know.
From the food-related stuff. To the restaurant you can eat at when Silver Spot Cinema opens October 2nd.
Because it's a movie theater at which you can get some pretty awesome food, right?
Yes, there is, and you don't even even have to go to the movies. The restaurant is a full-service restaurant open for lunch. So actually, I walked from University Place, formerly University Mall, to Elliott Road is because I was able to take the hard hat tour of Silver Spot Cinemas. This is 13 screens at University Place. This is a South American company that actually only has a couple other theaters in the U.S. In Bethesda and two in Florida, one of them in Naples. But this is no ordinary movie theater. This is one that will not only bring you Hollywood films, but also independent films and live stream some live ballet and opera. So this is really an experience like no other. The one thing with the restaurant, it's a full service restaurant. There's a full bar, and you can do. It's not table service. There's some very comfy chairs, but what you do is you can either eat dinner and then go to the movie, or you can have them package up your dinner to take into the theater.
Nice. I was seeing some pictures that Rachel Cook from WCHL was on that same tour, and she took pictures of the chairs, which look so, like, they're comfy leather plush, awesome looking, reclining with huge armrests.
They want to treat people like home is how they put it. They said they did not do recliners, and I leaned over to Rachel and said, if they did recliners, there might be people snoring and falling asleep. But no, these are incredibly comfortable chairs with giant cup holders that we were told could hold not only your Coke, but your bottle of Cabernet. So ready for you during the entire movie. So you can also rent one of the screening rooms. That's what they're calling their smaller theaters, which seat 50 for private events. So a great opportunity to not only see the latest blockbuster, but also some more independent films. And they're really looking forward to being a part of this community. Even I hope folks will stay tuned, and I can come back next week with some more information. They're looking to hire close to over 100 people for positions, and they'll have right outside of Southern Season, they'll have a hiring kind of office set up. So folks, I hope folks will stay tuned when hopefully we have some more information about hiring.
Awesome. And I was looking, and every time you have like a big construction project like this, and I remember 140 West being the same way, where you're just waiting and waiting and waiting for it to be done, and it feels like it's taking forever. But I went back, and this was originally announced in November of 2013.
I know, I just printed that release
lot longer ago than that, but not that long ago. Construction started last April, originally set to open in May. It gets pushed back a little bit, as projects like this always do, but still scheduled to open in October, right?
October 2nd is the opening date that they said they're going to have a big celebration October 1st, but October 2nd ready. And I've been told this is just in time for the next Star Wars movie that's coming out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll be coming out a couple months later, but they're excited about having some premieres for some of the big blockbusters. I'm actually hoping a fellow Chapel Hill High School graduate and friend of mine has a new documentary, and I'm hoping that maybe we can show some movies with some Chapel Hill connections.
I'd be good with that, yeah.
At Silver Spot.
Yeah.
So.
Just in time for, when is the Carborough Film Festival? Is that in November?
That's
no,
an excellent question.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know.
I should know this off the top of my head. Okay, we'll have to look that up.
It would probably be the very first ever Carborough Music Festival held in Chapel Hill.
But, yeah.
But I'm not against it.
You're all about the consolidation in the first place. So,
I don't disagree with it. I just think you might have some other opposition to that idea. But,
so how close are they to being done? Does it feel like it's finished in there, or is it still under construction? I know it was a hard hat tour.
It was a hard hat tour. You were instructed to wear closed-toed shoes. We were able to sit in some really cushy seats, but this is not ready for prime time. I don't know what the movie equivalent of that expression is, but we were able to imagine where the front doors will actually face Esses Drive. That'll be there's also patio seating for the restaurant and the full bar. 13 screens. It's actually a 52,000 square foot movie theater complex, but 13 screens. The theaters range in size from 50 seat to 150 seat.
Awesome. So get a lot of information about businesses in the community online at carolinachamber.org, Carolina Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber's website. Kristen Smith, before we let you go, a lot of excitement about Silver Spot, a lot of cool activities going on today. But earlier this week on Monday, right, there was an event at Club Nova at which Congressman David Price was in attendance. Talk about that a little
bit. And he spoke, someone said, we're here to celebrate the world of work. And I said, there's no better time to celebrate the world of work than 9 a.m. on Monday. So 9 a.m. on Monday, we gathered at the Carborough Town Commons. Many elected officials, including Congressman David Price, were present. We were honoring employment partners for Club Nova. Those that may not be familiar with Club Nova is a clubhouse for those with severe mental illness. And they wanted to honor those employers that work with these clients and hire these clients. So want to recognize Mental Health America, The Triangle, Josh's Hope, Just Right Academy, and Chamber members Open Eye Cafe and Cafe Driotti, who have worked with employing Club Nova clients. They really have seen a lot of success in their clients, those that are able to find employment. You know, it's as Congressman Price put it, it's more than a paycheck. This is about dignity and giving these people real pride in their employment opportunity. And what's unique about Club Nova is they guarantee shift coverage. If a client is unable to go to their shift, they have another Club Nova staffer go and cover for that shift. So this is a win-win both for the client and for the business. And we really, on behalf of the chamber, really want to recognize, again, like we were saying earlier about Jersey Mike's, the contributions of the business community.
And it really is a great program at Club Nova. And we're going to have more on that later on this week on WCHL, too. We have comments from David Price. Kristen Smith, thank you so much for joining us. And get you some Jersey Mike's for dinner, too, I guess.
I might have to number.
Yeah.
You know, two number sevens in a row. I might have.
Yeah,
I don't know what.
That's just ridiculous. Yeah. All right. CarolinaChamber.org is the website you want to learn more about the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber and the business community here in Chapel Hill Carborough.